Bring out your radio set.
I know you're gonna dig this.
WABC is here. Bigger and better than anything before. More powerful. Hot rockin' and flamethrowing. With a new formula of hot hits imagineered for young Ireland.
We've got a hot one for you.
Recent hits and classics. Yes, Ireland is listening. It's new. It's improved. It's better than anything before. It's WABC. Advertising numbers will be announced shortly. Go tell a friend. Tell them Ireland is listening.
Keep this frequency clear.
And stay tuned to this channel.
Minutes left. The scrumptious Jackie Graham, what a great record that is. Round and around. 27 minutes in front of 3 o'clock, just an hour and a half left, I'm afraid, till close down time.
WABC. maximum power. Europe's hottest hits. Turn it up loud and rip off the knob.
Another one of Big Baz's favorites from this year. Misha Paris, you've been my one temptation. We couldn't have done it without you, that's for sure. You've been fabulous. Just phoned me up and said, Big Baz, do you want to know a joke for the final day? I said, yeah, no problem. They said, what do you call a Welshman with a biscuit on his head? I said, I don't know. What do you call a Welshman with a biscuit on his head? He said, digestive.
More commercial-free music.
They did it.
More variety and less repetition. FM.
101.
You're nearly as daft as me. Not quite, but nearly. 22 minutes in front of 3 o'clock. That means 22 minutes left of me for the final time. Here's Evelyn Champagne King. It's a shame, it is. Final announcement for the live dedication line. If you'd like to go over the radio live with a message for some of your friends or family to wish them Happy New Year for 1989, give us a call, 811-57.
Shame, burning to keep my whole body yearning. You got me something to shame. Sometimes I think I'm going insane.
just want to say a million thank yous to all the people that have called through this afternoon. They didn't want the names mentioned. They didn't want to go on the air live. They just wanted to say thank you. We're going to miss you. That goes for us too. You better believe it. Thanks again. Gary's just been on the telephone from Portrush Discount Centre. Thanks for the call, Gary. He'd like to wish all his customers and all the staff a very happy new year. That's from the Portrush Discount Centre. And to all the jocks at WABC as well, thank you very much, Gary. Same to you.
My old mate Norman Stirling on the line from the Causeway Hotel. Norman, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Barry. All the best. Hey, for everybody in WABC there, and especially the ones in the Causeway Hotel there. I hope it's listening in. Okay?
Thank you very much, Norman. Look after yourself and have a great 1989.
Right.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye, Norman. We've got John on the line from Coleraine. Good afternoon, John. You're live on WABC.
Hello. I'd like to wish Gary Coyles and Alec Arnold and Jim all a very happy new year. Plus Doogie too as well from Port Rouse there. And I'd like to wish everyone a very, very happy and prosperous new year in the Ballymoney shop, discount store in Ballymoney. All the staff, especially Violet and the rest of the girls there. So wish you all a very, very happy new year.
Thank you very much, John. All the best for 1989.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye. Right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye now. We've got Margaret Peacock live on WABC from Coleraine. Margaret, good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Listen, I want to thank all the DJs in WABC for all their help. I'm a bit nervous here. So I want to thank you all very, very much for all the help you've given us. Melbourne Welfare Rights, thank you, and I hope you're back again very soon.
Margaret, thank you very much indeed. It's been a pleasure. If we can
thank
help,
you.
We'll do it for you.
Thank you, love.
Thanks.
God bless.
Thank you very much, Margaret. Bye-bye. Especially for the two Lucindas and Veronica and all the gang at the Gortine Hotel in Limavady. That's the favourite tune. Born to be Alive from Patrick Hernandez. Just 10 minutes in front of 3 o'clock.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth. And I owe it all to you.
Rosa.
And I owe it all to you. I've been waiting for so long. Now I finally found someone to stand by me.
Baby.
have to say a very good afternoon to Ella Costello and all the staff at Wedding Bells and Coleraine. Thank you very much for a lovely phone call. And have yourselves a great 1989. Hope to be back with you sometime next year. Noel Lafferty, a very happy birthday. Believe you're celebrating in Port Stewart this afternoon. That comes from Maeve. Thank you for the call, Maeve. And also afternoon to Jay and Noel, Stacey, Lee and Remy. Etta Costello. What did I say?
Time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear
way.
It's a truth, and I hope it'll give you.
Got another one here for all the sexy girls at Diane's Hairdressers down in Coleraine, and for Laverne, who's madly in love with Sandy. And why not? It is the new year. Time to squeeze in two more tunes. Don't forget, at 3 o'clock, everyone, we've got the Boogeyman with some guests and some very special music to finish off WABC broadcasts. So make sure your radios are locked on tight. Don't go away. I finish in 5 minutes, but the station remains open until 4 o'clock. Has to be one of my all-time favourites, Frank Sinatra and New York, New York.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New
Just about closing time from me, everyone. Thanks a million, a zillion, a trillion. Gonna miss you madly.
If I can make it there.
For the past 18 months, it has been brilliant. Been a wonderful crowd of people. And hope to see you soon. I'll be in Lacey's tonight. If you want to see me, you can try to see me at Lacey's tonight and tomorrow night. Bring in the new year. Just a couple of minutes left. Thank you to everyone that took part in the call-in request line this afternoon. Don't forget, the Boogeyman will be along in a few moments with some special music to take us up to closing time at 4. Thanks again, everyone. Have a wonderful 1989. Look after yourselves. Bye from me. Tune to the transmitters of WABC Radio. The time is 3 o'clock.
WABC, the music's on us.
WABC Radio is closing down on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, in line with the government's new radio legislation. Yes, this coming Friday at 4 o'clock, a sad silence will fall on the transmitters of WABC. For the last year and a half or so, we've been pumping out great music around the clock, 24 hours a day, for your listening delight at no cost to you. The government's new radio legislation comes in two phases. The first stations will be licensed in phase one. And the station that you'll be able to receive under phase one licensing is the Donegal County Station, which will be broadcasting on 96.9. We will not be applying for this license. Later in the new year, the Irish government will be inviting applications for phase two of the radio licenses. This is the application that WABC Radio will make for. And if successful, we should be back on the air with you. It's a bit of a wait, we're afraid, in around 10 or 12 months' time. Or maybe even in the autumn, the early autumn. Whichever way, whatever happens. If we're successful in the Phase 2 license application, we'll be placing a big advert in your local newspaper. And even if we're not going to be called WABC, the advert will say WABC is back. Well, that's in the future. In the meantime, make sure you're near a radio on Friday afternoon, when a sad silence will fall on the transmitters of WABC. Don't miss the close down party Friday afternoon, leading up to the close down at 4 o'clock. We wish you well for 1989. Well, here it is. The bit that we never thought would arrive. I listened to Barry's program. I've never been so depressed in all my life. not that your program was depressing, Barry. How did you feel?
Bad.
It's not good, is it?
Not very nice.
We're here for the next 50-odd minutes. That's 55, 56 minutes. And we're not happy at all, are we, Baz?
We're not happy.
Barry's going for a quick lie down. He'll be back in a minute.
Music's on us. WABC. To someone you love is so hard for any man. You say it's just for a while, then you force a smile and you hope she'll understand. Then a tear appears in her eyes as she tightly holds your hand. Then you let her know that it's time to go. You must leave while you can. Oh, but farewell is a lonely sound when told to someone you love. You know you're hurt inside as you wonder why you must leave the one that you love. I'm leaving, but I'll be back one day. Should never cry. Now there's just the trace of her crying face as you wave to her goodbye. That's why farewell is a lonely sound when told to someone you love. You know you're hurt inside as you wonder why you must be the one that you love.
What, Barry?
It's all right. We're just having a... Hang on, Phil. Hang on, Philip. We're just having a bit of a panic here. Good old Philip. The telephone man's on the phone. Hello, Philip.
Hello, Paul.
How are you, mate?
I'm fine. Well, and you? How's the party going?
Well, I'm not going to say I'm well because I've been lying and I don't lie. Well, not too much, anyways.
He's a good radio voice, Paul.
Has he? He's not bad on the camera, either.
He's looking well today.
Little private joke, Phil.
Yes.
Okay, Phil, thanks very much for calling. Do you want to say hi to anybody or anything or any...
No, it's just goodbye from Laura, myself, Baby Nathan, and thanks for the last 18 months. We'll hear you later on this year.
You'll have me crying in a minute, Philip.
Ah, not at all. Keep in touch, Paul.
Right, you
hi,
know...
Hi, Chrissy. You... And the kids down there.
We will. And you know where we are.
I do.
Right, Philip.
I do indeed.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye.
these tunes are depressing, you'd see what we've got lined up for later. Sad Harry's just walked in. Hi, Harry.
Hello.
Can't hear you, Harry.
Hello.
Hello. Sad Harry. Hey, he's still smiling. It's quite amazing. Tell him what time you went to bed last night, Harry. Go
half
on.
Half past four.
And what time did he get up, Harry?
Half past six.
Oh. I don't know how he keeps it up. Mind you, he's young, keen and evil, isn't he, Barry? He's bad. 49 minutes to go, lads. What do you reckon?
Sad.
That's the microphone, Barry.
I'm happy.
He must get some glasses soon. Speaking into the tea mug he was. This afternoon, it's the Funk Masters. Who's that on the phone, Harry?
The married woman.
What's that? I'll turn the phone off. We shan't transmit that.
No.
I didn't know you got up to things like that, Harry.
Nickname, stupid. His nickname. No one knows about it.
Oh, right. Fair enough. He blagged his way out of that not badly. What about those early days again, Barry? Can you remember when it used to rain?
I do, Paul.
Tell him what we used to have to do with that hole in the ceiling.
I don't remember, Paul. I remember he has to wear a plastic mac in the studio.
It was amazing.
There was buckets and everything all around the place.
What it's?
Buckets.
There was this window in the ceiling and used to leak somewhat.
It did.
We used to tape album covers to it, didn't we?
We did.
What else?
All
sorts of plastic things.
WABC guard dogs.
And as the water fell onto these things that used to get heavier and heavier and heavier, then it would fall off onto the left-hand turntable, which was always in use at the time.
It was, Paul, it was.
Can you remember when it used to rain in, Harry?
Rain in. Harry and I started in the same day, Paul.
A little hole.
Did you really?
We did.
And we used to
Harry,
get
forget
that.
About that.
We've moved on.
Tell them about the day we started the Saturday.
Oh, okay.
What time of day was it?
What time is it? Here, stuff you some my jingles, please. Right, listen. First of all, we shifted from Inishowen Head to...
Shrove. Beautiful downtown Shrove.
Yes.
At Jim's house.
Jim's house.
Good old Jim. If you're
good
listening,
Jim,
you're a star player.
Hiya, Jim. You're famous now, Jim. Right, and...
You want to see Jim's electricity bills?
And I came up in the afternoon and asked the boogeyman, would he be still there when I came on? Be in my first show,
that's
right?
That's right, Harry.
And he said, no, Barry...
I've been here all day as it is.
Barry will be here and he'll spend about half an hour with you.
Yes.
And show you exactly what to do.
Yeah, so
that was my first day as well. Yes.
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 I hadn't a clue. Still can't work it.
True.
There was more knobs then, weren't there?
There was, yeah.
Big, massive
there was.
One.
Yes.
Loads of knobs.
Loads of knobs.
Damien would have loved playing with them, poor soul.
Where is he?
He can't make it today, he's too emotional.
I noticed the light was off in the other room.
Harry, tell the joke.
What joke? No, I'm telling that joke about the dog. Go, Barry.
Another one.
Yes. Okay, answer the phone, okay?
What's yellow and flickers?
Answer the phone, Harry.
What's yellow and flickers?
Don't know.
Lemon with a loose connection.
Right, we've got the phone on the radio, Harry.
Hello?
Hello, Paul?
No, it's Harry.
It's Harry. Is it?
Yes. Well, I'm Paul, but Harry's on the line as well.
And I'm Barry as well.
And Barry's there as well. All right, hi, how are you doing?
Grand, thanks.
Right, you are on air, okay?
All right.
Hang on a minute.
Hold on. Hang on.
Harry, just stick the mouthpiece above your head. You're overloading the... That's it. Go on, mate. Who is it?
Hello, it's Budgie from Port Rush.
Hiya, Budgie.
Reggae man.
You all right?
You're still playing the reggae music, Budgie.
Oh, yeah. Good
still man.
Still playing it. Listen, if I could say something serious, right?
Okay.
It's a true saying, you never miss your water till the well runs dry. Well, after today, I know there's going to be a lot of people out there thirsting for good music, which WABC has been providing.
Well, thank you very much, Budgie.
Over the past year and a half. So for me personally, I'd like to thank you. And respect you to all DJs and everybody involved with WABC. So all I can say is to everybody listening, fight like hell and give all the support you can to bring back WABC in 89.
Well, there is a rumour kicking around, actually, Budgie, that there's another radio station not a million miles away from here. Doesn't play the same sort of music as we do, but they do a good job. And rumour has it they're coming back on under a different name on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Now, if that is to happen...
Yeah.
Our engineers will be up there pressing the buttons into the on position once again on Tuesday. But I don't think it's going to happen. They have intimated that this will happen.
This wouldn't be a week in Western Station, by any chance.
Boys are boys, yeah.
I'm done. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Well, if they do it, I'd advise you to do it. Just go ahead, because I know there's going to be a lot of people that's going to miss you.
Right.
It's good to hear the music you have been playing for the past year and a half, and I want to hear you back again for sure.
That's real nice of you to say that, actually. I don't know what people are going to listen. There's nothing quite like it.
There's nothing like it at all, Paul, about now. No way.
The nearest thing is RTE Radio 2, and they play this jingle, Ireland's Only Music Network.
Nah.
And it's a lovely jingle.
Nah.
And you've got that guy on in the morning who just totally depresses you, and he plays about three records in his whole programme.
Yeah.
And he's rude. He's rude to people on the phone.
We can't afford the royalties.
That's the
royalties?
Yeah.
What's that, Harry?
The things we pay on the strand this afternoon.
So anyway, all I can say is wish you the best for 89. Hope to hear you back and enjoy yourselves for the rest
thanks,
of the
Budgie.
Day.
Thanks, Budgie.
Okay. Good man, Budgie. Bye.
See
very
you
kind of you.
Man, you're safe.
What?
Say again.
You're safe.
What does that mean? Is that an Irish expression?
Must be. I don't know. I'm Scottish, Paul.
Harry,
we're safe.
Interpret.
We're safe.
You're crucial, man.
Oh, right. Were you saying serious?
Yeah, you're serious.
I see.
Oh, right.
All right.
Budgie, all the best. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Budgie.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
What a nice guy.
Nice fellow.
What a nice guy.
Good lad.
Well, I was sitting down there listening to Barry's programme, and Chrissy hit the nail on the head. And get that, Harry. Chrissy hit the nail on the head. She said... She didn't say acid. She said it's like sitting here waiting for somebody to die. And it was so accurate, the description. She'll be here in a few minutes for a chat. Shall we have another tune, Barry?
We will have another tune. Cherry
right.
Menthol.
Shall we play a jingle?
We will.
Here we go.
WABC. Yeah!
Extremely Nice, another apt title, is Tavares, and Don't Take Away the Music. A little bit on the unavoidable side, I'm afraid, this afternoon. Harry's on the phone again.
So don't say anything rude, Harry.
You're on the air, don't say anything rude. Right, you want to know if we have any stickers left? Have we got any stickers left? Yes, we have.
Uh-huh. Can you send me some?
I could send you a few, yes.
Uh-huh. Send me them all, then.
Greedy boy.
He's obviously into selling these things to radio enthusiasts.
He is, he's a rascal.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Philip Johnston.
Hello, Philip Johnston. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Coleraine.
Good man. Have you been listening to us since day one?
I listened to it day one and then went away for quite a while.
Don't blame you. Day one was a bit of a mess, actually. Yes, uh-huh. We do apologise for that.
Wasn't that bad, was it?
What, the day one that was a week late?
Day one didn't actually occur. Day one occurred on day two.
Yeah.
Day one was a week late, he says.
No, it wasn't.
A day late.
Oh.
It was a day late, actually. There was a about 1 minute to seven.
Uh-huh.
An essential piece of equipment sort of freaked out and blew up, and that was the end of that. Somebody, better known as Chrissy, had to drive all the way to Belfast for a 50 pence part to put this thing back on the air. So that was day one.
Wasn't the transmitter, was it?
No, it was the mixer, actually. The main mixer in the studio, and without that, you struggle a bit.
Yeah.
We are now 29 minutes away. I'll just take you off the air. Philip, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Right, we are closing down today at 4 o'clock in 29 minutes' time. Have you phoned us yet? My goodness me. Go and tell all your mates that we are in the final death throes.
Go tell a friend. Tell them Ireland is listening. And stay tuned to this channel.
I will go anywhere.
get rid of that. To be with you again, Level 42 bass.
Yes, indeed.
Rubbish band. Do you know I introduced Level 42 on their first ever live appearance?
Did you?
On stage. Ladies and gentlemen, Level 42. Who the hell are they?
Okay, Chris.
Hello, rubbish. And then Chrissy went to see them in Brighton a couple of years later. And what were they like again?
Rubbish.
Terrible. And their records are so good. They get overexcited. They get overzealous on stage. They play everything at three times the normal pace in a 48-inch version. Right.
A bit like myself.
Get off that phone, Harry. Okay. We want to converse with you, Harry.
Yes.
Sad Harry.
Sad Harry.
Give us a quick acid, Harry.
Acid!
Anyway, we never got finished about you deserting Harry. deserting Harry on his first day.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Harry.
Harry, we want you.
Harry!
Well, I don't know.
Harry's confused.
I'd hate to be paid Harry Stonebell, you know.
Sunshine's
the
problem. Yes.
Well, Sunshine aren't actually closing down anyhow.
Yeah.
They've got an extended license.
Uh-huh. Where'd you hear that?
I've read it in the Irish Independent yesterday.
They're going at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. I was listening to him yesterday when I was in Drogheda. Drogheda. Is that the right way to say it?
No, you don't have to close until 5 to 12 tomorrow night. You see?
Hey, you?
We don't actually have to close.
You're on here.
I know.
Hey, things are got on air.
We don't have to actually close until 5 to 12 on New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
We have to be closed before the new year of 1989.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Tell the dog joke, Harry.
We're not telling no dog jokes. But the reason we're flustered. The reason we're closing now is because...
An average day in the life of WABC. Here's another nice one. We've got to be silly, because if we're not silly, we'll realise exactly how long there is to go and we'll all start to sob. 23 minutes. Shab shab it up, shab shab it up, shab shab it up, hey, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Trick for trick, tit for tat, then we walk away, away. But when we kiss, we can't resist the loving that we make, oh yeah. I know that we will always love each other, yes we will.
We will always
feel this way, yeah. But I guess that somewhere, somehow, we'll have to meet somewhere along the way. Oh yeah, and I'll see you along the way, yeah. Oh baby. When love was blind at certain times, we were just drift apart, oh yes. But when we held each other close, we wouldn't want to part. I know that we will always love each other, yes we will.
We will always
feel this way, yeah, yeah. But I guess that somewhere, somehow, we'll have to meet somewhere along the way. Oh yeah, I'll see you along the way. Oh baby, and I will see you.
I'll see you along the way.
Well, Saturday afternoon man's on the phone. Hello, hey, Charlie.
Hello, I'm loving some
acid.
Harry, stick the phone up there.
Acid.
Still too loud.
I'll do it again.
Charlie's used to be our afternoon man.
I used to be.
Terrible, isn't it?
Emphasis on the used to be. It's terrible.
What do you reckon?
I'm going to start playing football again.
I'm going to make a smart comment, Charlie. No,
I'll make it. With legs like that.
I hope you're better at
at least somebody turned up at Lacey's with a pair of shorts.
I was just going to say, if you were at the WABC, Miss WABC night, you would have seen the guy with the legs. That was our Charlie, wasn't it, Charlie?
Charlie came second.
Where are you, Charlie?
I am working. That's why I'm not there today. I'm working at the moment. Well, I'm supposed to be working. I'm actually bluffing at the moment.
Usual, as
the
usual.
So, all I can say is all the best to everybody who has been listening on Saturday afternoons.
He played a few decent tunes, didn't he, Ben?
He did very well, Paul.
First week.
John Peters, if you're listening, hello to you, John. John didn't manage to get into his final Saturday morning programme last Saturday. Do you know why?
No.
Everybody had to go out from the station. It was left unattended. And we left the door open. I thought, we'll let him come in. And the dogs wouldn't let him in. All he got was bared teeth and growling from the WABC dogs. And so there was no John Peters programme on.
Yes. Charlie!
Hello. Whoosh!
Goodbye,
Charlie.
Bye. All the best, everybody.
All the best.
Bye.
Thanks for the call, Charlie. Nice to hear from you. Right, put the phone down, Harry. Now take it off the hook so we can have a bit of a chat. Want to hear what happened on your first night? Not with a woman, on the radio.
Barry would look after you and show you what to do.
Oh, is that where we were?
Yes, we were up to
there. Step up to the microphone. This is good.
Step this way.
Hello. Hussie.
Right, what happened exactly was Barry had got a fish supper.
Yes.
Right.
What's that got to do?
And your hands were all greasy.
Oh, right.
I landed in and Paul wasn't there.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to stay half an hour.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
Barry. Yeah. Barry signed off and I came on and Barry says, you do that with that and this with this and that's for that and that's for that. And he left and went home.
About 140 knobs there were within reach.
I never seen him since. And in fact, the first record I ever played, I had to buy a complete new album because it was scratched useless.
Yes.
Wasn't I really nervous?
You were nervous, Harry. The hand was going like that there, wasn't it?
I can't see that.
Automatic. They're moving. They're going through the motion with the finger and middle finger, thumb and middle finger together.
He was trying
to put the record on.
The boy was trembling, Paul. He was trembling.
And the needle's going up and down with the shakes, and it's auto scratch on the turntable.
He was nervous.
That was Harry's first night. You used to do some amazingly ridiculous time slot in the early days, Barry. What time?
11 o'clock at night, Paul, till 2 in the morning.
and Harry?
It was great.
2 till 5 in the morning.
Amazing.
Friday nights.
And then JK used to be there. He never used to go home, did he?
Night operator came over on his motorbike and the helicopter.
Asleep in the record library.
Asleep on the motorbike on the way home.
That motorbike was something else as well.
It was.
Right, WABC FM, with transmitters all over the place. Can't remember the numbers now. It's 17 minutes to 4.
Another one bites the dust. Ow! Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey! Another one bites the dust.
As Queen and Another One Bites the Dust, let's say hi to the girls in Hair Affair. Hello, girls.
Hello.
Don't you dare put the phone down.
Right, okay, we'll put the phone down.
Don't you dare put it down.
No, we won't.
No, we've been trying to get you on the radio for years.
You don't know where it is.
Just hang on a minute. What's happening?
Who is it?
The two Lucindas.
The two Lucindas.
Right, the two Lucindas. Harry was getting really embarrassed then because he didn't know what your name was, and he doesn't like to be rude by not knowing who you are.
All right.
We never did get up to see you. I think Norman came and Robbie, didn't they?
I saw them.
Yeah?
What's happening here? Is it me that's confused?
Lucinda.
Or the rest of the world?
That's the two Lucindas in Lumber Valley.
It is.
Right, we've got it now.
Are you at work, Lucinda?
No, I'm in the bed.
Where did I get that lot from about Hair Affair? Oh, I don't know. Okay, Lucinda, in bed?
In bed.
Harry will be there in just a minute.
Me own preferably.
Right, do you want to say hi to anybody, Lucinda?
I just want to say hi to Cindy, Veronica, and the other Lucinda.
That's
and
nice.
A married woman.
Really? Oh, this is the private joke, is it, that nobody but Harry understands?
Yeah, but we told him nicely.
Yes, I know now. I know now.
I'll turn you off the wireless now and leave you to talk to Harry.
Right.
Happy New Year.
Right, Happy New Year.
Okay, it's WABC FM. Why have I only got music in one ear? I can't quite understand that. Right, it's a bad day for Irish broadcasting. It's never going to be the same again.
I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
That record's just too depressing, Barry. I can't stand it.
What is it, Paul?
Kiss and say goodbye. We didn't have the speakers on. The only person listening is me. Right. Those people are still on the phone. There's other people who want to call. Tell them to go, Harry. Thank you very much indeed for the call, Lucinda. Bye.
Bye.
Barry wants to tell you all his joke.
Which one, Paul?
Anyone. They're all terrible.
I'll do me doggy one in a minute.
Right. He's sucking a tune. At this present moment in time.
Smell rotten.
11 minutes away from the end of the world. This record's called It'll Never Be the Same. People are working overtime in the record library this afternoon. They're running about like nobody's business. Chrissy has just come in. Well, she's been in for a while, actually. She didn't go anywhere near the microphone because she thinks she might cry. the Breakfast Club and it'll never be the same. It will never, radio in Ireland will never be the same, will it, Baz?
We'll be back.
Didn't know we enjoyed it, though, didn't
we'll
we?
We'll be back.
We hope to be back in phase two. We won't be the first one back on, but we'll try to be the second one. What we're going to say here, it's been good fun, hasn't it, Barry?
It's been excellent.
Lovely fun. A very simple format, WABC.
Yes.
Get rid of the rubbish out of the charts and... Yep. And just play the good tunes and don't talk too much. And it's as easy as that. And people seem to love it. And we're very pleased that you've enjoyed it. We've made some great friends.
We have.
Met loads of people and made some lovely friends as well. Okay, but this chart music that we've had to suffer, which, mind you, we haven't had to suffer. We haven't played
we
it
haven't
yet.
Played it before.
You know what the problem is, don't you, Barry?
What's that?
The video machine is the problem.
Is it?
Yeah. If they're young and pretty, these clean-shaven male performers with no talent... They make a nice flash video and they stand there looking good-looking on the telly and suddenly the record starts to sell and the record's rubbish and it's the video that sells it. If I was in charge of the world, which I will be tomorrow, hopefully, what I'd do, I'd make it sort of, take that off the hook, we're busy, I'd make it illegal to actually do a video before your record was in the top 20 and you would see such an increase in standard of music in the charts, you wouldn't believe it. And that is the problem. With today's charts now, then what's the next problem? How to solve the Middle East problem? What do you want to do about that? That's an easy one.
It is an easy one, yeah. Or how to irrigate the Sahara Desert.
That's an easy one as well. I'll go there after I've been to the pub. Think about it. Deddy's. I'll do the first one. Barry Blair. We'll say hi to you, Barry. Barry lives in Portadown. He's here for a holiday or break or visiting in Portrush. Andrew says all the very best. Can you read the next one down? It's my shorthand scrawl. Oh. When I'm busy putting a record on and writing...
Jackie... Lighton.
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 Yes.
From...
Stephen.
Stephen and Port Stewart.
Well done. Nice one.
That's it.
And for Jennifer McMullen from Paul Brown. Jennifer and Paul, good afternoon.
Right. Step over to the microphone, Chris. We're running right out of time. Right out of time. This licensing business is bad, bad news. I reckon they should have left it alone and licensed all the stations and said no more because they found their own natural number. There was about 160 at one point. Can you hear Barry sucking his tune right up to the microphone over there?
I'm crunching it.
There was about 170 stations at one point, and now there's, 70 or 80. They found their own natural level, and they've all been very responsible. I've never heard of anybody swearing or with extremely heavy political bias or anything like that.
Only that person that rang in on Dougie's show.
Oh, yes, a drunkard. It was a drunkard. It was a demon trick to play.
I swore.
Did you?
Yes.
And Paul nearly swore.
Birthday party day.
Did you really?
Someone threw something at him.
With a popper.
One of those explosive things with all the streamers in it.
And I said extremely rude words.
Did you?
Yes.
You naughty boy.
And Mommy didn't give me any Beanos for 2 weeks.
I don't know. We're just sitting looking at the clock here. It says 4:06. Short of time right now. What time we got now, Barry? 3.5 minutes away from 4:00.
It'll soon be time for me to put my clothes back on, Paul.
Pack up the lunchbox.
Yep.
Yep. Hello to Trevor. Thank you very much for the call and the nice sentiments. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks,
and,
Trevor.
We'll get back to you as soon as we possibly can when Phase 2 licenses come in.
We'll definitely try our best. When the station's gone all quiet and all we sound like is there will be somebody working on your case. The first record ever played on WABC, it's going to be the last one.
Hi, how you doing? Hey, what's happening, baby? Hi, how you doing? Ooh, ooh.
Kenny G, that was the first record we ever played on the station called Hi, How You Doing? And now it's Bye, How You Doing? Oh, dear. I can't stand it, Barry. Right.
No,
Harry,
sad.
Do you want to say goodbye? Have you got any little speeches?
I'll let Barry say first. Paul, I would just like to thank everyone for all the kindness, consideration. I've enjoyed it immensely, and hopefully next year we'll be back. Hope so. And good luck to everybody for 1989. Thanks a lot.
He's so friendly, you know, it makes you sick. He comes in at 2 o'clock or 2:15, whenever it is. And he's got this brown bottle with him, like a big bottle of anodyne, you know. But on it, I looked at the label once, I grabbed it, and it says, sincerity pills. And he takes them. Certainly.
Certainly.
Right.
You, Harry.
Acid.
Right, I'd just like to say, first of all, I'd like to say, thanks to Paul and Chrissy, first of all, for having me here.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Harry.
They're great people, let me assure you that. And,
Chrissy's crying. Here we go.
She's gone.
Second of all, I'd like to thank everybody for the last year and a half. I've enjoyed myself greatly here. It's helped me in the Dusko business.
Yeah.
And just hopefully, again, we'll be back in 9 or 10 months.
We will.
Bye.
Exactly 60 seconds to go.
And I'm not going to say anything or else I'll break down again, except for the last time. Whoosh.
There's nothing more to be said. For the last goodness knows how long, we've enjoyed it. We hope you've enjoyed some of the music. It's been different, hasn't it? What we'll do now is we'll play you the best radio jingle in Ireland that's in use on any of the stations. We're very proud to say. It's a winner, this one. It's a beauty. And as mine was the first voice to be heard on WABC, it's also fitting that it should also be the last. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in. 101 FM.
Burning out your radio set. WABC is here. Bigger and better than anything before. More powerful. Hot rockin' and flamethrown. With a new formula of hot hits imagineered for young Ireland. Hot hits. Recent hits and classics. Yes, Ireland is listening. It's new. It's improved. It's better than anything before. It's WABC. Advertising numbers will be announced shortly. Go tell a friend. Tell them Ireland is listening. And stay tuned to this channel.
We
again. Don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again, don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.